Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. The Washington, D.C. City Council recently passed a blight-fighting measure aimed at making it harder for landlords to neglect vacant properties in the city. And today we're speaking with Jeremy Chitlick, a director at Altus Group, about this measure. And Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Matt?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in and let's talk about the tax classifications with regard to this. And tell us, you know, what is Class 3 and Class 4 tax classifications?
So the class refers to a tax rate on a property. So if you're Class 1, which most people are, it's residential. Residential's your house and your apartment building. Class 2 is commercial. The residential rate is 85 cents, 0.85%, which is one of the lowest in the area. Actually, might be the lowest in the area. For residential, the commercial rate is $1.65 for the first $3 million, and then $1.85 for the remainder, which it really is a tax that was put into place, the lower rate to help kind of the small businesses in the city. Class 3 is a vacant property, vacant and abandoned property, which is actually a 5% rate, so about three times what a normal commercial rate is. And then Class 4 is a blighted property, which is what's deemed a nuisance property, and that's a 10% rate.
Interesting. So why do they have it?
So the goal, the reason they have this program into place is to promote development. No one wants a blighted nuisance property near them. If you have a house and next door is an abandoned house that has homeless people or coming in and out or and issues there, this is an incentive. This is DC's answer to get that problem fixed. It's basically telling the owner that if you don't fix this property, and we're going to tax it so high you can't afford to keep it. In many cases, it's cheaper to just fix the issue than to actually pay the taxes on it. And if you don't pay the taxes on it, then the city basically puts a tax lien on it and eventually ends up taking the property.
Wow. So what can you do to get placed into the program?
There's always ways around this in the past. There's different ways to get exempt. One is if you currently have active construction, you're undergoing some kind of rehabilitation, renovations, repairs on the property, that would take you out of the class. So if you have this house, say you have a house that's been abandoned for 10 years and you get put in this class and you decide, hey, I want to fix this up, what you would do is you go out and get a permit, and the permits last for an extended period of time. And as long as there's a permit on the property, then you're able to get out of that. The other way to do this is if there's the property is listed for sale or rent, if it's you're actively trying to move the property, you're not going to get punished while you're trying to move the property. It's key to give – so if you get pushed in this program, in order to get out, you need to give very detailed information. The DCRA is the organization you're dealing with inside D.C. What D.C. has done until recently was required to go out and keep up with the properties that were placed on the list. So if you're placed on the list – they had to come out every 6 months and make sure you're off. You mentioned the council change. This change kind of changed the way that DCRA has to do their business. They no longer have to go out every 6 months. It's now once you're on that list, you're on that list until you can prove that you shouldn't be on the list, whether it's one of the reasons I mentioned above or some other kind of situation with the property. So that the other big change that happened before, you could go out and get a permit. Let's say you had an old house and you said, I want to get a $100 renovation permit, and then just stick it on the property and let it sit there for years. That would get you out of the program. That's changed now, where if you go do that, that's only gets you out of the program for 1 year. Unless it's commercial property, then it's 2 years.
So overall, what would this do to the program then?
Well, it's so early. This just occurred. So we're not really sure yet. But if I had to guess, I would think that fewer resources are now needed to maintain that list. So you don't have to send somebody out every 5-6 months to say, yes, that building's still vacant, yes, that building's still abandoned throughout the whole city. What that'll do is allow them to use their resources in other places instead of going out and saying, I need to maintain to make sure these are still issues. They can now go out and say, hey, wait, this property should be on the list. So instead of people going out to just verify old properties that are on the list, they can now go out and find properties that are newer. It'll be harder to get away with being vacant now that the law's changed. The biggest change will be the permitting limit. taking away the ability for a developer to come and just sit on a property until the time is right. It's not as big of an issue today, but when the market turned in 2007, it was a big issue. You had somebody buy a property they were getting ready to develop, and then all the financing went away, and they had no choice but to just sit on it. Well, in the past, they could say, hey, I'm planning on building an apartment building, I have a permit for it, and there was no issue. Now, if they did that after 2 years on the commercial or 1 year on the residential, you would have a pretty big problem with this tax class. I think if that happened, if you saw a major market change and a lot of people said, look, I just can't afford to build these, you would probably see a new change in the rules again. But as of right now, that is a potential disaster situation for this program. If the market really makes a rapid change and the money just stops being there to develop, and owners and developers aren't going to have no choice but to sit on the properties, the tax class will get them before they can really do anything.
Right. So overall, does this change anything for Class 3 and 4 property owners?
If you're an owner of a blighted property, just give me a call. We can discuss if you should be in the program and if there's any way to help you out to get out of the program. If you are a blighted owner, the best thing you can do is clean it up. It takes a lot of attention away from your site. If you have a site that people are getting in and out of and it's a big problem, the reason the program is in place is to get you to fix that. And the first thing you should do is fix that, or there's really going to be no way around getting you out of the program. After that, you need to decide why you have it and what you want to do with it. DC just closed a major loophole, allowing you to basically keep the property by getting a cheap permit. If you get placed in the program, there's still a few other things you can do before either selling your property or having a tax lien placed on it where you're essentially going to lose it.
Interesting. Great. Well, thank you so much for your insights today on this. And once again, you heard an exclusive podcast with Jeremy Chitlick, a director at Altus Group, who was kind enough to share some insights on a recently passed measure by the Washington, D.C. City Council, which they claim is a blight-fighting measure aimed at taking a harder look at landlords who are neglecting vacant properties in the city. And Jeremy, as always, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.